Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Get the Answers to Life's Questions. I am your hostess, Barbara Grace Reynolds. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach, a divine infinity healing practitioner, an innate releasing technique practitioner, an Akashic Records technique practitioner, a conscious channel, spiritual energy healer, speaker, and author. I help women and men of faith step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. I use the wisdom that I get from my divine guidance to help them to gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. I help them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. They get to move forward into living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. From my many, 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 many years of questioning and seeking the truth, I've come to an understanding of unconditional love and how important it is in everyone's life. So now I stand in the power of unconditional love in everything that I do. This makes a session with me a safe place because nothing is judged, giving everyone the freedom to be. And you can learn more about me and what I do by simply going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Just look around. There's lots of information there, and you may just find what you've been looking for. And so now we are here on the Get Answers to Life's Questions show. This is the show that I was guided to develop 8 or 9 years ago. I'm really, really not good when it comes to time. So if you expect me to remember something that happened and when it happened and all of that kind of thing, it's really not going to happen. That's just not my thing, and I've come to accept that. But I have been doing this show for a number of years because I started it when guidance said people need a place where they can get answers other than looking within their own minds. Because while our minds are these absolutely wonderful and amazing creations, they don't have the capacity to create something new. That's actually something that comes from outside of our physical minds. So they had me create this show so that people could have a place to ask their questions and get the answers from more of the universal mind, the mind that knows everything. Because your mind only knows what you have experienced in this lifetime. Now you have access to all of that information. Of course, no one taught you that. They didn't have a class at school thing. This is how you tap into the universal mind, but you can do that. And if you want to learn how to do it for yourself, you can use something like automatic writing, which is how I became a conscious channel. It started with the automatic writing. And the information for doing the automatic writing is on my website. All you have to do is read it and do it. It's completely free. You don't have to sign up. It's just there. This is about you. This is about your life. This is about what you are creating. One of the reasons why I do this work is because I realized at one point that my life was not working. Now, if you looked at it from the outside, it looked like, you know, most other people's lives. I was married. I was taking care of my sister's kids. So, in a way, I had teenagers. And I, you know, had a job. My husband had a job. We lived in a nice house. And everything looked fine, you know, if you were looking at it from the outside. But when I looked at it from within me, it wasn't working. I was totally not happy. And I could see how I had been not happy for a long time. And one day it just reached the point where I just couldn't do it anymore. I just literally couldn't do it anymore. And so I sat down with my husband and told him, I just can't do this anymore. You know, something has got to change. This isn't working. And I gave him the option of going through this wonderful experience with me, or I would help him pack. So I helped him pack, and he left, and now he's remarried and living on the East Coast. And I am still learning who I am, because we are actually a lot more than we believe that we are. You know, we're taught that we are these physical bodies, and this is us, and this is where we end. And I'm learning that that's not true. We are actually so much more than that. And now I'm getting into the Akashic Records and looking at past lives and looking at beliefs that I formed and I'm carrying forward and going back and learning how to let those go so that I don't have those limitations that I placed on myself. That's an important thing to remember about limitations that we have in our lives. They are things that we have placed on ourselves. And we have the ability to let them go. So you're not stuck with your limitations. I mean, after all, you were the one that created them, so you would be the one that would uncreate them. And that's been an interesting experience, and I can feel differences in so many areas of my life. I've been doing the Akashic Records, and basically what I do is I ask a question. Like, you know, when did I form this belief? And then when I'm in the Akashic Records, I watch I'll just call it a movie because everybody knows what a movie is, of that particular past life, and I see what happened that had me form that belief. And then once the movie's finished playing, I go back and I play the movie again, but I change it. And I can change it in whatever way I want to, so that lifetime doesn't have whatever it was that happened that had me form that belief that I no longer want to live with. And instead, I get to form beliefs about being loved, being accepted, being good enough, you know, all of the things that we tell ourselves that we're not. And so the Akashic Record work is a wonderful way of releasing beliefs. And I also use some of the Dear Innate statements at the end for accepting the new beliefs about myself. So it's really a combination of the Akashic Records and the Dear Innates, and I love it. And I find that it really is changing my life. I feel different. And it's hard to put that into words so that people could understand what the differences are. But I'll give you an example. Before I started doing the Akashic Records and the Dear Innates together, my life was pretty good. It really was. But there were some times when I noticed that I was still looking to fix other people, would be a good way to put it, because that's what I was taught to do as a child. I was taught that we were supposed to rescue people. You're supposed to go in there and help these people because they're too stupid to figure this out on their own. Of course, my parents never said they're too stupid to figure this out on their own, but I realized later in life that that is what I was saying to the people that I was rescuing. I was basically saying, step aside. You don't know what you're doing, and you're just going to screw it up. So just move out of the way and let me fix your life. And that's really not the way I want to come across, and it's not the things that I want to do. But that's what I was taught as a child. I did some Akashic record work on the need to rescue people, on the whole belief system that I'm supposed to fix their lives. And it was interesting because apparently it was something that I picked up many, many lifetimes ago. And so I went back and I rewrote that lifetime so that I didn't need to rescue people, that people were okay the way they were. And after that, I found it interesting that I could really actually look at people whose lives were obviously not working for whatever reason, and I didn't really feel any need to rescue them. That, you know, that thing that I'd been taught, that programming, that desire to fix other people's lives, it was gone. And it hasn't come back. And some people would say, well, you're a coach. You're supposed to fix other people. Well, no, I'm not supposed to fix other people. I'm here to assist people who ask for assistance. And it's not me personally that's doing this. It's my connection with guidance. It's allowing the universal mind, that wisdom, to flow through me. And this may not really sound like it's much of a difference, but it is. It's a huge difference. Because I used to carry the weight of needing to help everyone on my shoulders. I took that personally, which means it weighed me down, and I felt like crap if I didn't succeed, you know, and these poor people were still struggling with whatever they were struggling with or whatever the story was. And now that weight that I had taken upon myself is gone because I no longer see it as my personal thing to do. I can be part of the process that allows them to change, but it's not my personal stuff. And when we stop taking things personally, it really, really makes a huge difference in how we feel about ourselves and our own lives. So it's like the Akashic Records has taken the dear innate work to a higher level or a deeper level or whatever terminology works for you. And I love it. And sometimes I'm sitting and thinking about a situation in my life and I'm thinking, oh, I should do the Akashic Record thing. And a part of me doesn't want to do it, which is just funny to me because you would think that I would know that I really need to do what I realize I need to do because that's what I tell other people. But I also have beliefs within me that were keeping me from doing what was right for me. So, of course, I had to do some releasing on procrastination or not valuing myself, whatever terminology works. And it's really been quite interesting. I find that my days flow. They flow so much more than they ever did before, and that I'm opening up more and more to things I actually used to resist that I didn't even realize that I was resisting. And this is having an effect in every aspect of my life, including the flow of money into my life, because there were some beliefs in me that said that I shouldn't have money or I couldn't have money or money wasn't good to have. You know, I had experienced lifetimes where money or the fact that I had money had ended up creating a lot of negative experiences. And so at the end of that life, I decided, well, my life would be better if I didn't have money. And that sounds like something, you know, fairly simple, but it actually put me in a state of pushing money away so that I didn't feel right if I had money. And I can give you an example of this, because when I was married and my husband had this incredible job and was making over $100,000 a year, and I had a job and making like $50,000 a year. And so we had this wonderful income, you know, and this was 20 years ago. So back then, that really was more money than it is now. And I convinced him that he should quit his job and I should quit my job and we could move back here to Oklahoma and start over again. Now, when I look at that now, I can see that that was that fear about having money. Because there really wasn't any reason why I needed to move back here at that precise time. I mean, my life was going great. His life was going great. We were successful. We had a home. We had cars. You know, we had the American dream kind of a life. And I threw it all away because there was a belief in me that said that I could not have money. Now, at the time, I didn't realize that that's what was triggering me to do what I was doing. I thought it was this wonderful, loving, kind of an altruistic streak that said I should go and be closer to my mother. And I don't regret moving back here and being closer to my mother, because then I got to spend 13 years with my mother that I wouldn't have spent with her otherwise. But I also look at why I really did what I did. And apparently I was so incredibly good at making things sound like this is really a good thing for us to do, that my husband did it too. You know, he trusted me. He believed in my vision. And I had no idea that my vision was about pushing away money. So if you have experienced that kind of thing in your life, then going back through the Akashic Records helps you see where you form those beliefs and helps you to let them go so that you don't have that kind of stuff pulling you down in your life. And I have known a lot of people, especially since I've been doing the coaching, who will tell me, okay, I make a good income, but I cannot save anything. If I make money, I have to spend it. I have to immediately get rid of every penny that comes into my life. And I've met several people who had that belief, and they had good jobs and they made good money, but they had absolutely no money because they couldn't hang on to money because the belief said that they had to let it go. And so that's another case where the Akashic Record work would take them back to the past life where they formed that belief that they were not allowed to have money, or that it was not for their highest good for them to keep money. And then they can clear out that belief. And then they can make choices about what it is they actually want to do with the money in their life. And they're no longer just stuck in that loop, that belief that if they have it, they have to spend it. So if you have, you know, beliefs like that in your life about anything, it doesn't have to be about money. I just talk about money because most people, you know, have things about money. Then using the Akashic Records to help you to start clearing that out is a wonderful way of doing it. Now, it's not like you can go back one time in one life and clear out one thing and have everything be wonderful, because you're not just one belief. You have millions of beliefs. And I find that with some beliefs, I have to go back and clear out different aspects of those beliefs, because it's not just one belief that's forming who I am. It's actually several. And so even with the money, you know, I've gone back and cleared out other things connected with that. And I've cleared out beliefs connected with being a woman, because there was a part of me that really did not want to be a woman. And That kind of surprised me, you know, because I thought I was perfectly fine with being a woman, but apparently there were some beliefs connected from past lives that said being a woman was less. And so I got to go back and look at those past lives and see why I formed those beliefs and clear them out. And because I know that being a woman does not diminish my value. I mean, I am an absolutely incredible woman. So that whole need to suffer and struggle because I'm a woman, that had to go. And I can see where that kind of a belief is kind of perpetrated in our society in so many ways. But it's something that's been going around all over the world for thousands of years, really, because I've had to go back to, I actually had one of the Akashic Records things where I went back to where, when I was a cave woman, and it was, that was really interesting to me, you know, to be in that, to see a life in that society and beliefs that were formed because of things that happened in that life. So I've seen interesting lives, you know, and I've been men and I've been women, and it's been, I've been all over the world, and I don't know, it's just really interesting to do the Akashic Records work, because it really does show that we really are so much more than just this lifetime, this body, these experiences. And so I encourage everyone, you know, if you really want to start changing your life on a deeper, more profound level, then start looking into the Akashic Records. And this doesn't have to be difficult. It doesn't have to be, you know, you've got to do this ritual. You've got to meditate for 16 hours to get yourself into the proper space and all of that kind of thing. At first, I was kind of, you know, following a ritual that I'd been guided to. And I'm not really good at following rituals. I'm really not a ritual-following person, which is interesting because I've been some positions in past lives where rituals were extremely important, and maybe that's why they're not important anymore. But now I do, when I do the Akashic work and I go back and I look at them and I change them, it takes like 5 to 10 minutes. Instead of having to do this ritual that takes, you know, like 30 minutes to an hour for you to go through everything that you need to go through, now it takes 5 to 10 minutes and I'm done. It's like, you know, you can do it when you go to the bathroom. You've got 5 minutes there. You know? I'm just saying that it doesn't have to be complicated. It doesn't have to take a lot of time. And it does make a difference. So if you want to experience doing Akashic Record work with me, you know, that's great. We can set something up. And remember, if it's the first time that you've ever done any work with me, you can get that the one-time-only discount and have 30-minute session for $159. And I think that you will really, really benefit from that. Because, you know, if we're only doing 5-10 minutes for each little Akashic Record thing, you can do a couple of beliefs in that time. And just doing those couple of beliefs can make a big difference in your life. We really are given the opportunity to be so much more. So much more than we realize. And if you really want to start changing your life, then start using the things that work. You know, that's why I love the Dear Innate Statements, because they work. They work right then. If you've listened to the shows in the past and the people that I've worked with, and you can see that in, you know, 5 minutes or less, they feel different. That actually works. It's not something they have to wait a couple of weeks for it to process itself through your body, because when you're doing it, it is processing. Now, that doesn't mean that it stops, you know, as soon as the radio show is over. That's it, it's done. It usually keeps processing for as long as it needs to actually clear out whatever needs to be cleared out. And I've had some people who, after a session, especially if they were dealing with something big in their lives, it took a couple of days, and they might have felt like, you know, they had a cold or the flu or whatever, as their body was clearing out that old energy, because we store things in our bodies. And everybody stores things in their own particular places. I know that I store anger around my liver, and that's where most people store anger. But if you'd asked me if I was angry, I would have told you no, I'm not angry. And then I came to realize that, yeah, there was a bunch of anger stored there. And so I had to let that go, to clear that out, because I don't want to carry around all that crap. People store things in their necks and in their shoulders and in their backs. Some people store things in their joints. For some people, that's what the arthritis that they have is coming from. It's coming from the beliefs, the negativity that they stored in their joints. And I will say that since I've been doing the Dear Innates, and actually even the Infinity Healing is wonderful too, since I've been doing that, I've noticed that my joints are wonderfully flexible. I used to have pains in my knees, and now I don't. And some days, you know, I walk for miles, literally, you know. And my knees never bother me. There's no problems at all. And I used to have pain in my hips at times, and it's been ages since I've had that. So apparently doing all of this releasing is actually clearing all of this stuff out of my physical body, as well as out of my, you know, subconscious and the consciousness and all of the other places where we keep our beliefs. So this is not just a matter of changing your beliefs to change your mind. It's about letting go of those beliefs and changing every aspect of your life. And it's also changed the way other people treat me and their reactions to me. And it was so funny to me because, like I said, I do walk. And I was walking the other day, and this man who I have no idea who he is, you know, this stranger, he pulls up and he says, "Do you need a ride?" And I said, no, I'm just going a few more blocks. And he says, "Okay," but I had to ask, because if I see a beautiful woman walking, I have to ask her if she needs a ride. And then he drove off. And I just had to laugh because, you know, guidance is always telling us that we're beautiful, we're wonderful, and all this other stuff. But we don't really believe them. And I cracked up because, you know, I'm 60 years old. I am not a supermodel shape or anything like that. And to have this man actually stop his vehicle to take the time out to tell me that I was beautiful, that was just like, oh, wow. You know, so guidance is always bringing us the answers, bringing us the truth, bringing us solutions, bringing us whatever we're looking for in our lives. We just have to be open to see it. And a lot of times we're not open to see it. But when you open up to seeing it, then it really does change things. It really does change things on a profound level. So I encourage everyone to do the release, the releasing of whatever it is that does not feel right to you. And it doesn't have to be something complicated. It doesn't have to be something big. If there's something in your life and it's bothering you, let it go. And there are some people saying, well, I can't let it go because if I let it go, then I've still got the problem. Well, no, it's only a problem if you believe it's a problem. And a lot of times when you let it go, you see the solution. Because as long as you hang on to the problem, that's what you are seeing, because that is what you are hanging on to. So if you want to move forward, you have to let go. It's just how it works. If you don't let it go, then you're not moving anything. You're just stuck in that problem. You know, like Einstein said, you can't use the same thinking that created the problem to find the solution, because that thinking only keeps you in the problem. And it's when you let go of the whole concept that it is a problem or it has to be a problem that you can actually see that there's more to it and more to you and more to your life. So I encourage people all the time to release. And they ask me questions, and the first thing I usually say is, well, you need to release. Because you can tell where their focus is by the question that they ask. And I want to remind people that when you call in, if you want to talk to me, you need to press the number 1 so that lovely symbol comes up. Otherwise, I just let you sit there and listen for as long as you want to. Okay, let's go to our caller from area code 646. Hello, Helena.
Hello, Barbara. That would be me. Yeah, hi. Yeah, I was going to listen. That was a lovely story about the ride. I really enjoyed that. It was very sweet and nice.
Good.
Yeah. Trying to get
so
off
what's up
speaker.
With you?
I am still on the hunt for these papers, and it's bringing up all other sorts of stuff. Is my being on speaker bothering you, or is it not good?
I don't have a problem with it.
All right, thanks, because I can't seem to get off it unless I put my hands-free thing in. yeah, I'm just having a rough time not finding this paper, which is bad. It's not the end of the world. Nothing is. It makes me look really stupid. But beyond that, it's very frustrating to me because I put a lot of work into this whole plan. And it's everything I know, but then it's just some passwords, and that'll have to be changed and things. So I don't even know why I'm calling in. I think just because I'm so insecure about everything.
Okay. So in the past few seconds that you've been talking, you have said that you are bad, you are stupid, you are frustrated, and you are insecure. Those are not things that I would encourage you to say about yourself, you know?
Yeah.
Can you see how coming from that particular energy is not going to solve your problem?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's do some work on letting go, because, releasing is what I always ask you to do. And then we'll see how this whole situation feels to you after that, okay?
Okay.
All right, so repeat after me. Dear Innate, I release the need to be bad.
Dear Innate, I release the need to be bad.
Dear Innate, I release the belief that I am bad.
Dear Innate, I release the belief that I am bad. Oof.
Dear Innate, I release the fear that I'm not good enough.
Dear Innate, I release the fear that I'm not good enough.
Dear Innate, I release the fear that I've always been bad.
Dear Innate, I release the fear that I've always been bad.
Dear Innate, I release any past life beliefs that I am a bad person.
Dear Innate, I release any past life beliefs that I am a bad person.
And take a nice deep breath. Dear Innate, I release the need to judge myself.
Year in eight, I release the need to judge myself.
Year in eight, I release the need to believe that I'm stupid.
Year in eight, I release the need to believe that I'm stupid.
Year in eight, I release the pattern of beating myself up.
Ooh, hard. Year in eight, I release the pattern of beating myself up.
And take a couple of nice deep breaths. Dear Nate, I release the need to always find something wrong with me.
Dear Nate, I release the need to always find something wrong with me.
Dear Nate, I release the need to always justify why I punish myself.
Dear Nate, I release the need to always justify why I punish myself.
Dear Nate, I cut all the ties to just not being good enough.
Dear Nate, I cut all the ties to just not being good enough.
And a couple of nice deep breaths. Dear Nate, I release the frustration.
Dear Nate, I release the frustration.
Dear Nate, I release the insecurity.
Dear Nate, I release the insecurity.
Dear Nate, I release the problem.
Dear Nate, I release the problem.
Dear Nate, I give myself permission to be okay with myself.
Dear Nate, I give myself permission to be okay with myself.
Dear Nate, I release the importance of these pieces of paper.
Dear Nate, I release the importance of these pieces of paper.
Dear Nate, I give myself permission to live.
Dear Nate, I give myself permission to live.
Take a nice deep breath.
Well, that stirred up a whole bucket of merd. Love doing it in public, yeah.
Hey, why not?
Hey, I don't know at this point. Help
All
is
right.
help.
How do you feel?
Yeah. I don't know, kind of, not crappy, but... I'm not even sure. I think I feel calmer about it. But all these visuals, for some of them, came up from childhood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things that I guess I can do more Dear Nate statements on.
Yeah.
And just all these pictures came up.
All right, let's see if there's something else they want to do now or... So your guidance is saying you are just barely beginning to realize how wonderful you actually are. And we want you to keep doing this work, to keep letting all of this old stuff go. That was one of the reasons why you've chosen the things that you've chosen in this lifetime, because you are ready to let go.
And when
so
you say things,
this,
I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
When you say things I've chosen, like what things? You know, the what I consider to be failures or problems or...
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
You chose to have this life be difficult. And you chose it knowing that you could overcome the difficulties. You chose it because you wanted to overcome the difficulties, because you are ready to experience the gloriousness of life. So we encourage you to continue to let go. You are making a difference. You truly are.
Okay. You know, when I think about letting go, it's a nice word. And it's like, yeah, I let go of that. But then it doesn't go. So, you know, I'm assuming you're talking with these dear innate statements. I don't know what, you know, any other modality in healing. Yeah.
Yeah, use what works. I mean, you feel things shifting when you're doing the dear innate statements.
Never like this. You know, this one, it sort of went right to my throat, still in my throat, which is an important center for me.
Yeah.
And then a lot of pictures. I've never had an experience like this with it before. It's always, you know, cool. I feel some sort of shift, but I don't feel the earth shake, you know. But this is big. And I didn't come in like, well, I just, you know, frustrated when I came in, but, you know, not emotional.
Well, it just shows that you're opening up more and more to letting go. So you're actually getting out of your own way. Yay!
Yes, right. That would be one of the best things ever.
And you're doing it, see?
Yeah.
And when you are doing the releasing, it's not always about the problem that you are thinking that you are dealing with, because things are actually so much more than they just appear on the surface. And I'm seeing an image of iceberg, you know, so you're seeing lost papers. That's the thing on the surface. But there's a whole bunch of stuff connected up under the water with that, so.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, because, you know, you can't do anything right, you know. And I'm like a little bit worried about the opportunity, but, you know, like, why blow something when something's so good? Well, I don't even know how good it's going to be or not, but I'm open-ended with that, you know. It's an opportunity. I'm going to give it my best shot, do my best, and without expectation. For this project, you know, it could end up, you know, really helping financially. It might not, but I'm not going to look at it that way. I'm just going to do it the best and see what happens. But yeah, all the stuff that comes up with messing up in these steps to do it, it's like really frustrating. So I guess in some ways,
we're going to do a dear innate statement from what you just said. So, okay, you may do so.
What was wrong with that?
There was nothing wrong with it. They're just saying that it needed to be tweaked. Tweaked is the word I'm hearing. Okay.
Tweak away.
Dear innate, I am open to all of the benefits of this opportunity.
Dear innate, I am open to all of the benefits of this opportunity.
Dear innate, I am open to the benefits of my life.
Dear innate, I am open to the benefits of my life. Now.
Dear innate, I don't need to know how it's going to work. I just know that it will work.
Dear innate, I don't need to know how it's going to work. I just know that it will work.
Dear innate, I allow myself to receive.
Dear innate, I allow myself to receive.
Dear innate, I accept the blessings that are bestowed upon me.
Dear innate, I accept the blessings that are bestowed upon me.
Dear innate, I just release all of the fear.
Dear innate, I just release all the fear.
Dear innate, Dear innate, I let it all go.
Dear innate, I let it all go.
And take a nice deep breath. Okay, how does that feel?
More centered.
Alrighty. Well, your energy feels much better.
Oh, good. Yeah, it does. It does. I'm not as anxious about the papers and everything else. Yeah.
And did you do that little, I don't remember exactly what DC said.
Oh,
what,
yeah, Tony. Yeah, I did. Several times. Walking around. Like, where are you? The Tony, gather around. Something's lost and must be found. Yes. Also, use switch words, too, because it's, I forget the switch. It's not coming to mind. I was using it, though. Reach is the switch word to find something, and using that. Sometimes switch words I've found. You know about them?
Yeah, I've read about them years ago. Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes they work for me. Apparently not yesterday or today so far.
Well, you know, sometimes what you think you're looking for is not actually what you're looking for. And
yeah, true.
You think,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you think that the papers are what you're looking for, but it's actually something much bigger than that.
I'm with you. I see it. It's my life and my whole orientation and these ideas that I so want to get over and get through. Yeah. Wish I could hug you right now. Yeah. Yeah, it's way bigger than those papers. Way bigger. I get it.
Okay. Well.
All right. Lots of love and big thanks.
You're welcome. And do something fun. And don't think about those stupid papers. They're going to show up. So just
probably after I write everything up and all over. But that's okay. Whatever. I'm up to the highest and best. That's it. I'm really get my hands off the wheel.
Okay, then. Enjoy.
All right. Lots of love. Big thanks.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And we're moving to the caller from area code 310. Hi, who's this?
Yes, hello. My name is Susan.
You said Susan?
Yes.
Okay. And what can I do for you today, Susan?
Yes, I'm wondering, I'm actually getting ready to make a big move, and I'm wondering if you see me finding a position that I will like.
Okay. Let me see what they're showing me. And they're saying that they want you to take this opportunity to really look for what you love.
Okay.
It's not just a matter of finding a job. It's you living a life that you love. And they want you to make sure that you take this opportunity to find what really, really resonates with you. Because if you are looking for what you love, then, yes, you will find it. But if you're just looking for a job, it's going to be difficult.
Okay.
So do you see the difference there?
Yes, totally.
Okay. And then they show me an image of you in a position where you're smiling, you're happy, you're interacting, and you're just having a wonderful time, even when you're at work. So it's about you actually loving your life. That's what's important.
Great. Awesome. Do you see that coming soon, or?
They're saying that when it comes, it's totally up to you. The more you are willing to live it, the faster it comes to you.
Okay.
Because you attract what is right for you. So the more you are in that energy of, this is what I love, this is what I truly love doing, And the more you open up to that, the faster it actually comes into your life.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. And enjoy yourself. Don't forget that.
Thank you. Yeah, okay. I think I'm going to take a little time off and relax. So maybe that's what it's talking about, too, because I think I need to contemplate my navel a little bit. So
I think that that would be wonderful for you.
Thank you so much. Many blessings.
You are welcome. Thanks for calling. You know, that is true for each and every one of us when we actually focus on what it is we desire. And I was on a group call last night and we were talking about this as well. And we are actually taught to focus on the problem. That's what we're taught to focus on. And so guidance is teaching us a whole different way of being. Focus on what you desire. See how everything that happens contributes to you achieving what you desire, which means there are no problems. Everything is an opportunity for you to achieve your desires. And when you are approaching life in that way and everything that happens in that way, you are always open to wonderful, miraculous, magical things just showing up, because you are only focusing on what you desire instead of focusing on the problem. I'm trying to figure out another way to say this, and they're not giving me another way to say this, so okay, the way I said it apparently does work. A lot of people experience lack, so I'm just going to use this as an example. They experience lack, and they don't want to experience lack, and so they keep beating themselves up because they don't have enough. I never have enough. I'm never going to have enough, you know, all of that kind of thing. That's all focusing on the problem. What if you took it and you turned it around and you started looking to see what it's teaching you, what it's allowing you to see? You know, maybe the situation is allowing you to see that you don't really love yourself. And then you can start changing those beliefs and opening up to loving you. Instead of focusing on the lack, you're focusing on love. And as you allow more and more love into your life, you're moving away from lack, because you are moving into the energy of having more. So it's about changing your way of thinking, releasing those beliefs that this is how it's supposed to work. You know, you might have been taught that, okay, you need to set a goal, and then once you set a goal, you need to write down the steps that you're going to take to achieve the goal. But a lot of times people make the goal a problem. And so you can't actually get to the goal because you see that it's just not working, you know. And you've done all of your steps and you haven't achieved your goal. Oh my gosh, what's wrong with you? So look at your intentions. What is it you intend to feel? What is it you intend to create? What is it that you intend to experience? An intention is opening up to what's naturally flowing into what you are feeling. It's not about having things. It's not about what's going on out there in the world. It's about who you are being in every moment. So when you set the intention of being happy, then make sure that everything that you are doing is moving you in that direction. And if you're thinking about something and it makes you feel unhappy, then change the way you're thinking about it so that you can see the happiness and feel the happiness and live the happiness. That way you are living your intention. It's all about what we are choosing to live in every moment. And when we let go of the need to do and do and do and do, because we've been taught that we're supposed to do, but it's not about doing, it's about being. And when you are in that energy of being happy, then you naturally do what's going to bring more and more happiness. That becomes your natural response to how you are being. We expect that if we do it enough, then it's going to make us be. But it's actually when we are being that the doing works with the being. So be what you seek to be and allow your life to flow into that being. Because it's not about doing, it's about being. It's just about changing, really, the whole way that you look at life, which I say it sounds incredibly simple, but that's what brings us to the life that we love, the life where we can love every single moment of our existence. It's when we are coming from that being aspect and allowing everything that works with that being to be attracted to us. It's really just, in some ways, a whole new way of living. And it may not make sense to you, and that's absolutely fine. And you may want to make some dear innate statements, you know, dear innate, I don't understand what this woman is saying. Dear innate, I need some clarity. And start letting go of the issues, whatever the issues are. You know, make them into dear innate statements. Dear innate, I'm not successful. Dear innate, I want to be successful. Dear innate, I don't know how to be successful. Dear innate, show me how to be successful. Dear innate, I am choosing to be successful. Dear innate, I am successful. And you can see how that works from the fear of what is happening and takes you into being successful and allows you to open up to success in every aspect of your life. Sometimes we just have to clear out all of the old energy, all of the old clutter. And when you're using the dear innate statements, that's what you are doing. You're clearing out the old energy from wherever it is, whether you stored it in your body or your house or wherever you stored it. It's about clearing it out and letting it go. And the more you clear it out and let it go, the more you are open to experiencing what your intention is, which is being successful or being happy or whatever it is you want to be. It's difficult sometimes to understand, and that's absolutely fine, because you don't actually have to understand. The understanding part of you is your brain, and your brain wants to understand everything. But sometimes the things that you are doing or that you are experiencing are not things that your brain will understand. That's why you use the dear innate statements to just let things go, even if you don't understand. And you can make that part of what you let go of. You know, dear innate, I'm letting go of not understanding. Or I'm letting go of the need to understand. So that you can move forward in your life without understanding exactly what it is. And that really gives you the freedom to live. To live as you are choosing to live. So I hope that that all makes some kind of sense. And, you know, if it doesn't, and you want to ask me a question about it, you can send me an email at barbara.healing@gmail.com, and I will be more than happy to answer your question. This is your life that you are creating. And yes, you are creating your life. Each of us creates our own life. And each of us is only responsible for ourselves. So it's okay to make yourself important in your life. And I'm not talking about being narcissistic, you know, that totally funky way of not actually loving yourself, but they make it sound like you do. But it's about accepting that you have value. Accepting that you have value. And you have value to you, not just to the world, but also to yourself. So open up to that. Do the things that are going to help you to move forward in your own life. Do the things that are going to allow you to become a better and better version of you. Because this is your life. These are your choices. And you are the one creating what you are experiencing. And remember, if this old stuff, you know, do some Akashic Records work to clear that out. Because you really do have the freedom to be whomever you are choosing to be. So take the time out to make those choices. And don't just assume that you're stuck with who you are, because you're not. You never are. You can always change, always. Okay, that is what I am guided to say to you guys for today. And again, if you have any questions, send me an email at barbara.healing@gmail.com, and I will be more than happy to answer them. And I will be back next Friday, and I invite you to join me once again to get answers to life's questions. Because it is time that we all started creating a life that we truly, truly love. And there's no better time to do it than right now. I will talk to you again next week. Bye-bye.